Deer, Case, Oliver Ford, and Alice Chalmers. They are but a few of the many companies that have built tractors. The largest tractor ever built belongs to a company that made a relative few, but those few were huge for their day, and one still reigns supreme. We hop aboard the largest tractor in the world on this edition of the American Countryside.
You are a waste, a loser. Everyone hates you. Why don't you just stay in your car and keep driving? I'm serious. Drive until you run out of gas and get out of your car and walk until you find someone who doesn't think you're dumber than bricks. Could take a while, but at least all that walking might burn a couple of calories.
You may not witness bullying like this every day. Your kids do. They want to help, but they don't know how. Visit StopBullying.gov to learn safe, simple ways your child can help stop bullying. Be more than a bystander at StopBullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
It's Timothy Green's first day at school.
Mom, I can handle it from here.
What's in his backpack? He's about to fall
anything
over.
Anything he might need. There's a box of tissues and Band-Aids. There's a whole first aid kit, actually.
You don't have to be perfect.
Have a great day.
That's too much pressure.
Have the day you have.
To be a perfect parent.
There are two people who want you more than anything. They'll make mistakes, but they will love you more than you can imagine.
There are thousands of children in foster care who will take you just as you are. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's the largest of its kind, and its home, for a while, has been Heartland Acres Agribition Center in Independence, Iowa.
Big Bud is the largest tractor on the planet, far and above. I mean, if you were to put a present-day four-wheel drive tractor next to it, Big Bud's a good 1.5 times the size of a regular four-wheel drive.
Craig Johnson is executive director of the Agricultural Museum here that spans 45,000 square feet of indoor space and 14 acres outdoors.
When Big Bud was built back in 1977, it came out of the factory at 747 horsepower. Through the years, the different owners, the three farmers that have owned it, have all updated it to some extent, brought it up more horsepower. The recent update brought it up to 1,100 horsepower.
The tractor was in use on a farm in Montana as recently as 2009.
And there's over 20,000 hours on that tractor. Back in the day, Big Bud replaced, at the time, I think there was a farmer that was using two D9 Cats to do deep ripping.
Big Bud could do the work of two dozers in less time and with only one driver. There are other Big Buds, but this is the Big Bud.
Big Bud was manufactured up in Havre, Montana by Big Equipment Company. They built 525 approximately Big Buds, none this big and none with this kind of horsepower. So there's some other sizes of Big Bud, but none as large, as heavy, as much horsepower as Big Bud 747.
Big Bud is just one of a large collection of ag equipment, autos, antiques, and hands-on exhibits for kids and big kids here east of Waterloo. Traveling the countryside in Independence, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCrae.